This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. That's according to a study by the Pew Hispanic Center that came out today. According to the study, more than 500,000 immigrants came to the U.S. illegally in the last year alone. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, illegal workers now make up nearly 5% of the U.S. workforce.
Not surprisingly, illegal workers are concentrated in the lowest wage industries in the country. Nearly a quarter of all farm workers are here illegally. And according to the Pew Hispanic Center, 17% of those cleaning the nation's offices and 12% preparing food in the country don't have legal work papers. Many illegal immigrants like Jose Luis are hired on busy street corner pickup sites like this one in L.A. South Bay. Jose Luis didn't want to give his last name, but says he gets work almost every day as a painter or as a helper on a construction site. Like the majority of illegal immigrants in the U.S. today, Jose Luis is from Mexico and has been in the country for about 10 years. Roberto Soro of the Pew Hispanic Center says in the past, economic disruptions in Mexico fueled surges in illegal immigration. But he says lately, the illegal flow into the U.S. from Mexico is more about a booming U.S. economy than a failing Mexican one.
The single factor that seems to correlate most specifically to the flows from Mexico is the demand for work here in the U.S. And the pull factors seem to be more powerful now than the push factors.
One major pull is the booming construction industry. According to the Pew study, 14% of construction workers are in the U.S. illegally. Guillermo Yepes is supervising a crew of workers building four homes on a lot in South Los Angeles. Says he thinks the number of illegal immigrants in construction is a lot higher. According to the Pew study, the majority of illegal workers are found in the lower-paying sectors of that industry. They're the roofers, insulation installers, and worksite helpers, mostly competing for work and wages among themselves. The Pew Center's Roberto Soro says very few illegal immigrants hold white-collar jobs. Most are staying for longer periods of time, and a lot have moved out of the typical immigrant-receiving states like California, Texas, and New York.
There's now substantial unauthorized populations in almost throughout the country, but especially in places like the Southeast and the Intermountain West, where the economy has been growing very rapidly, populations have been growing rapidly, and the demand for this kind of labor has been increasing very rapidly as well.
President Bush has called for a guest worker program that would give work visas to illegal immigrants already in the country. But the House rejected that program and instead passed a tough border security bill. A Senate committee is now debating a compromise. Meanwhile, Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says illegal immigrants are flooding into the country hoping to get a guest worker visa.
Everybody knows that that's simply a euphemism for an amnesty on a time delay. Quite honestly, if you grant all these people temporary worker status, they are not going to go home at the end of 6 years. What is going to happen is within those 6 years, somebody is going to come along and say, we have to let them all stay now.
The Senate committee hopes to have an immigration reform bill ready by the end of this month. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.